This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden welcomed Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga to the White House Friday for his first visit from a foreign leader since taking office. At a joint news conference, Biden said that the United States and Japan will work together to show that democracies can deliver on their promises.
We're going to work together to prove that democracies can still compete and win in the 21st century. We can deliver for our people in the face of a rapidly changing world.
The meeting underscores Biden's emphasis on alliances to deal with an increasingly assertive China. Biden and Suga are also looking to counter messaging from Chinese President Xi Jinping that America and democracies in general are on the decline after the political turmoil and international withdrawal that marked Donald Trump's presidency. The Biden administration says it's creating a national network to track coronavirus variants that could trigger another pandemic. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
Virus response advisor Andy Slavitt says even as the administration ramps up vaccination efforts,
more dangerous variants are growing.
He says a $1.7 billion network using funds from the president's virus relief package is aimed at getting ahead of the variants.
This funding will enable CDC and states to do more genomic sequencing.
The announcement comes as CDC Chief Rochelle Walensky says the nation's seeing more virus cases.
Nearly 70,000 new cases per day.
Up from 53,000 4 weeks ago. She says hospitalizations and deaths are also up, partly because of variants and partly because of relaxed restrictions on gatherings. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. This is VOA News. The United Nations says it has suspended aid operations in the Nigerian town of Damasak after armed groups attacked aid workers and humanitarian agencies. The UN says up to 65,000 people have fled fighting in the town located near the border with Niger. The spokesman for the UN Office for Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, Jens Laerke, said Friday that agencies were forced to shut down because of targeted attacks by insurgents against aid workers, humanitarian assets, and facilities.
The situation on the ground is extremely critical. If this continues, it will be impossible, maybe for longer periods of time, for us to deliver aid to people who desperately need it.
Violence in the Lake Chad Basin has uprooted 3.3 million people since 2009 when the Islamist extremist group Boko Haram launched its insurgency. More details are emerging about a gunman who killed eight people at a FedEx facility in Indiana. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The shooter has been identified.
19-year-old Brandon Hull. FedEx officials have confirmed that Mr. Hull was a former employee at the facility, and he was last employed in 2020.
Indianapolis Deputy Police Chief Craig McCart says they don't know why Hull left the job or if he had ties to the workers in the facility.
So now the work really begins trying to establish some of that and see if we can figure out some sort of motive in this, but we don't have that right now.
Evidence was taken from Hull's home, including desktop computers. The FBI says agents questioned Hull last year after his mother called police to say her son might commit suicide by cop. I'm Ed Donahue.
NASA said on Friday it has awarded billionaire entrepreneur Elon Musk's private space company SpaceX a $2.9 billion contract to build a spacecraft to bring astronauts to the moon as early as 2024. The bid by Tesla Incorporated chief Musk beat one from Amazon.com's founder Jeff Bezos, who had partnered with Lockheed Martin Corporation, Northrop Grumman Corporation, and Draper. The U.S. Space Agency made the announcement of the contract for the first commercial human lander, part of NASA's Artemis program, in a video conference. NASA's acting administrator said a test flight would be needed before the lander would carry two American astronauts to the lunar surface. Stocks added to their recent gains Friday on Wall Street, driving the S&P 500 and the Dow Jones Industrial Average to new highs. The S&P rose 0.36%, the Dow Jones Industrials rose 0.48%, while the NASDAQ added 0.1%. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA.